Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." But Galatians 6:5 says, "Every man shall bear his own burden." This sounds like the Apostle Paul is contradicting himself in the same passage. So, are we to bear one another's burdens, or are we to bear our own burdens? Before we look at the answer Scripture provides, let's remind ourselves that "every man shall bear his own burden" does not contain the words "by himself." Pall bearers are a group of men who bear the weight of a coffin. Each man carries his portion of the weight of that coffin, yet the rest of the pall bearers are helping him to carry that same weight. Each man can say he bore his own weight, and each man can say he bore that same weight, because he had a hand in it. In the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, God's word reminds us that the body of Christ is like the physical body. When one part of the body is injured, it becomes a burden to which all the body responds and bears. When the legs stumble, the brain tells the hands to reach out and try to break the fall. If the body falls and suffers a cut, hands cover the wound. The eyes look around to see if there's help. The mouth calls out for help. Every member of that body is bearing the burden of that fall. This is why we read in that 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians the following truths. Verse 12, "For the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ." Verse 21, "The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you." Verse 25, "The members should have the same care one for another." When Paul says, "Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ," he is reminding us, Christ commanded, not asked, commanded Christians to love one another. When we love someone, that love drives us to help him or her bear his or her burdens. Help. Yes, this is the key word, because that person must also bear his or her own burden. Just like each Paul bearer bears his part of the burden of the coffin. Paul says every man shall bear his own burden, because we cannot give our burdens away to other brethren. Each member must carry his own burden, and each member must help his brother and sister to carry his or her burden. Remember, Christ bore our burden of sin. Nevertheless, Christ says in Luke 9:23, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily." So Christ bore the cross for us, yet we must bear our own cross, with which Christ will help us. We even see this truth in action when Moses was so tired he couldn't hold his arms up during a battle. When his tired arms fell, Israel began to lose the battle. So men helped tired Moses to hold his arms up for the victory. But Moses' arms had to stay lifted in order to win that battle. The burden of that battle. Moses had to stay there and bear the burden of his arms lifted, and others had to stay there and bear his burden of keeping his hands in the air. Thank you for listening to Manna Minutes by HeavenlyManna.net.